Yo, so how is it looking with the job search in Miami?
Job search. It's looking good. It's looking promising. I haven't really applied anywhere because most of these places, they want you to come in like tomorrow to interview. Mm. And unless we do it, you know, via Zoom, it's going to be impossible. Right. So I'm starting to look at restaurants I want to work at, that the food looks great. And, you know, gathering their email, where I can send my resume.
Okay.
But it's looking good. I think I may take a week off, you know, when we move there, so I can settle in. And then next week is when I start, like, really sending out my resume.
Because in the chef world, it's sort of like as soon as you start sending them out, they kind of want to meet you right real quick. It's not like a company where they have hiring for 6 months to look for. Like here, there's like, look, we need to open up a restaurant that's going to close in a month. So we need you to come tomorrow.
That's basically what happens. And the funny thing, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but the funny thing is that a lot of the times they shoot you a text being like, oh, are you available tomorrow to come in for a stage? That's like a French word for, you know, staging, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it means slave for a day.
It's basically, yes, it is that. So you go in, you work, I don't know, 5-6 hours, like the minimum required. This way they can see you and then you can see the kitchen and what they do and how they operate. And then both of you can take a decision or make a decision at the end. And then they kind of do a small interview at the end of the stage, to say it like that.
The stage.
The chef, most of the times, comes up to you, asks you, you know, if you liked it, if you enjoy, you know, what you saw. They also give you feedback. They're like, oh, you know, you seem you did good here. We like what we saw, we want to put you in the
we feel
station.
That you communicate very well with the illegals. I mean, it's just all positives from your side, Chef Maurice.
I'm sure I got in a couple of jobs just because I speak Spanish, not because of my culinary skills, but
right,
you know,
I mean,
just
don't say
it
like that. I'm sure. No, but it is true, right? Like it matters, right, to have that versatility. Now in Miami it kind of breaks down, right, because everybody speak Spanish, nobody speaks English,
right? So no, I'll actually get a job just because I speak English.
Okay, so
it'll be the other way around,
right? You're able to talk to the providers and shit, so it's the other way around. I feel you, right. Like even the owner of the place doesn't know English, so he kind of like needs you
there. All the paperwork is in Spanish.
Oye, que you made the menu. That's crazy.
It is basically like that.
Now and do you feel now, because I mean, as people understand, the world of the kitchen
It's a shitty one.
Yeah, but it has this little obscure secret perk. Some people call it perks. Some other call it, you know, just part of the job. But, you know, it is known that people take certain enhancement drugs to allow you to continue in the shift. Yeah, we call it as the Cocorino Romano, if it's the pure one that comes from the Florence region of Italy. People are listening to like, really? That's where they bring that? Isn't it Bolivia?
We thought it was like Medellin or something.
Yeah, isn't this shit like in Ecuador? Like, yeah, but they refine it in Florence. It's kind of like, you know how Switzerland is known for chocolate? They don't grow the chocolate, but they're the best processing it. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say.
I never actually thought about that. I'm guessing the cacao bean is coming from other parts of the world.
Venezuela, for example, is where the cacao bean comes from. That's really good.
Can we talk about this for a second?
Yeah, talk about it.
You've had chocolate. You've eaten chocolate before.
Yeah.
Can we compare that to what we grew up eating, like chocolate white Venezuela, where we know it's known for cacao and chocolate?
Yeah.
And I keep hearing like Switzerland chocolate and all this bullshit, but I really do think Venezuelan chocolate is by far one of the best.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I kind of suck at being the connoisseur for certain things. Like, for example, coffee, I'm not that, you know, luxurious. Like, any coffee will do for me. So now, do I like Venezuelan chocolate? I do, but I'm not refined enough to know if it's that great.
Maybe we're just biased. I mean, that's what I think, but some of the desserts that I've tried that don't use, like, they use this specific chocolate that's very expensive. I taste it, and it tastes great. It's a great chocolate, don't get me wrong.
But I'm like, maybe if we use, you know, Savoy, the brown package one, which is like 85% dark chocolate or whatever. If we use that here, it would be make it so much better. I mean, I'm also not a connoisseur of chocolate. I have no fucking idea how it's even made. Now I have an idea, but before it's like I don't.
But I mean, you know, what's the part that you like? You've had, like, for example, traditionally made chocolate in Venezuela, dark chocolate, and you felt that that's the best one you've had when.
But now the one that we grew up eating is like one brand,
right?
How processed is that? Like, compared to Hershey's and like the pure shit, how processed is it? Because maybe what we think it's great there, it was just, you know, Venezuelan Hershey's. For me, for example, I don't
right,
like
but
Hershey's.
I mean, so, but you told me, you said right now, you interrupted a whole podcast, right, to say that the Venezuelan chocolate is this fucking magical shit. Right. So is it because you're basing this on the commercial Venezuelan chocolate, or the more like you went to a fucking tribe and they gave you dark chocolate?
I didn't go to a tribe.
Okay, so the normal one, the common chocolate that they sold in Venezuela, you know, the Venezuelan Hershey.
So much better of
you
a
liked
chocolate.
It more. Yeah. I mean, I think it's better than Hershey, right?
Hershey's
but
for it, sure. Hershey's
but
is
shit. It better than the fucking thing they do in Switzerland? I don't know. I don't think I've had Swiss, you know, top of the line chocolate.
Me neither. We eat the commercial one, like Toblerone. I think it's from Switzerland. Isn't Ferrero Rocher maybe Swiss?
Maybe it sounds
Italian,
like it would be Swiss
or Italian Swiss.
Oh, because there's a part of the Italy that's Swiss too.
Maybe, they used to fuck.
They used to fuck each other. All right, great with the chocolate.
No,
it's great. This is part of what we do in the podcast. People love this. Going back, so we're talking about you getting a job in Miami. And I had like a thought that I was going to say, but I fucking forgot it. But it had to do because I was saying, like, you know how, for example, the Swiss, they don't have the chocolate, but they're the best at it. I was going to say something around that line.
Fuck,
but anyways,
I'm sorry, man.
You're going to Miami. Miami is opening a lot of restaurants. It's true that a lot of them close, but they're opening a lot of restaurants. And now, even though, San Francisco is a place where people spend money, people have money. Do you feel that in Miami, maybe you have people that are more irresponsible with money, so they spend larger?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, here in San Francisco, people, like you were saying, people were spending money smartly, you know, it's not for show.
Right.
Now, over there, I think that they're just spending to spend. And even people who don't have money are spending to spend.
Yeah, I know some of them. Some of them are my friends.
Same.
because what I'm thinking is, then this might be in your favor. Because you might get a job like at a really fine, you know, like popular restaurant, and you might get paid really well because, well, people just spend mad money in that restaurant, you know, because whatever. They say Shakira goes there on Wednesday.
I worked at a restaurant in Miami that at the moment it was like what was in. And I think I met Shakira was there.
Okay.
I never met her. Like, hey, what's up? Fist bumps right. And shit. No, that wasn't us.
Did she eat something you prepared?
I mean, that was 10 years ago. I don't remember, but I remember, Shakira is VIP today. We've had like basketball players. What's his name? Fuck.
Kanye West. Oh.
Actually, I served Kanye West in San Francisco.
Okay. With a mask? He had a mask on?
No, I saw his face.
Okay.
I could have said we were homies, but I can't say that now after everything that has come out.
Right. But back then, you guys were homies.
But back then, we locked eyes. I asked him to listen to my mixtape. He declined.
He declined.
Of course he did. But he did eat whatever I served him. So that was great.
No, because I think in Miami, there's been a renaissance, and then I think you've told me about this too, in
a
the world of
sense.
Yeah, in the culinary world. It's still an overpriced, you know, slum. Sorry, no, it's not. It's a nice place. It's overpriced, but there is things that have gotten better because as more money goes there, eventually they needed to get a food scene going that wasn't completely shit, which it was 10 years ago or more. I mean, not that I fucking roamed the expensive restaurants of, you know, of Brickell, but you know what I mean. So that's great.
When
I mean,
you go back to Miami and I'm there, you have to come eat at whatever restaurant I'm working at.
I hope.
No, you are.
And it's all paid for, I hope, because, you know, I'm a broke well, person.
I always wanted to talk to you about this. One of the perks that you should take advantage of is me in a restaurant, right?
Okay, because you can hook it up?
I'll hook it up. I've been hooking it up. Even to people that I don't know, I've hooked it up. You remember one time I told you about this podcaster, right? That came to eat at the restaurant I worked at. And he
yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, anyways. I don't know if you hooked it up.
You I said hooked
you
it up.
Oh, you hooked it
I
up.
I hooked it up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't think it was enough because no tip was left.
Right. But this person, we assumed that he thought you wanted to give it to them for free.
I guess. I mean, that's what you should expect. If you're coming to a restaurant I worked at, I'm going to send you shit. It's going to be for free.
Right, right. But not the whole meal.
Not the whole meal. You can pay like maybe a starter and a salad.
Okay, so just for people for reference, Chef Maurice is referencing a story where like this podcaster from Venezuela, Chef Maurice invited him to go eat at the restaurant. And I understand from now, Mauricio, you sent him some free stuff.
Right.
But this person at the end didn't even leave a tip. And we suspect he might be mad because he thought the meal was free and then it wasn't, right?
Right, right. That's at least the conclusion I came to at the end because he didn't even, you know, send a message back like, thank you.
No, and I agree with you because I do think that, look, if you're inviting me here, I appreciate you send me some stuff, but I understand I got to pay the rest.
Right.
Now, the only thing, and I think because I've heard some comedians and that I listen to podcasts, right, where they've had situations like this, like this is comedian called Mark Norman, who's like, you know, a guy that I listen to. And some guy was like, hey, whenever you want to come to here to this restaurant, you let me know, I got you. It was like one of the cooks or some shit. And then one day he went, right? And once they were there, the chef came and he's like, oh, what are you going to order? This and this? No, no, you got to have this and this and this. And he just started like, no, you got to have the caviar, this and shit. So the guy, the comedian was like, okay, I mean, this feels like he's paying for this because I guess I'm a celebrity and he wants to like hook it up. Also because he's like recommending shit that's not necessarily the cheapest. But then at the end he was like, no, no, I did have to pay. And it was like $1,000. So,
oh shit.
So there's like the only thing I would ask you, like I want confirmation. I'm happy if what you're offering is a few free plates.
You're gonna pay.
I need to know.
But I'll send you extra. So you'll get a bang for your buck.
And by the way, I would also be the type to confirm to people and clarify things. Like, let's say, I don't know, let's say I make good enough money and I'm going to get married. And then I'm like, hey, bro, we're doing it in Santorini, Greece. And I got you. By that, I mean, you have a room in the hotel. Everything else you got to pay for. For example, you know what I mean? Like you need to clarify when somebody says, I got you. You need to clarify what that means, right? Because it could mean many things. All right, so let's talk about the topics for today in the podcast, 20 minutes in. You asked me to watch a fucking shitty-ass documentary. No, it's like a documentary, yeah. Right? No, I'm kidding. It wasn't shitty, but it was... I'm going to express what I felt about it. It's called... by the way, the name is super weird. It's called Con Mom?
Yes.
Con Mom. And it's mom like M-U-M, like the British call her mom.
The British.
She's my mom, me mom.
She's me mom.
I never had me mom. So the documentary is about this guy, right? Who was born like in Germany in like a military base. He never met his real mom. And then somebody adopted him, I guess. Some shit like that.
With his dad?
Oh, with his dad. Yeah.
Because his dad beat the shit out of him?
Yeah. I guess he never want to talk to his dad again. But yeah, this is some of the shit that I don't understand about the thing. Like, why don't you just ask your dad about this person? But anyways, so this guy never met his mom. And when he's 45, he's married. He lives in London. He's a chef, like Chef Maurice. He starts getting like this question inside of him, like, oh, I should meet my mom, like my real mom. And he starts searching for his mom. but he can't find her. He only has like a name. And then eventually some lady reaches out to him and tells him, I'm your mom. And they start sort of getting into a relationship. She meets him and she starts telling him that she's super rich and that she's dying and that she's going to take care of him and leave him her, you know, the money and all this. But meanwhile, this is happening. And this is for people that haven't watched it and don't care to watch it, just so that you know what is it about. At the end, this guy just gets into debt, giving money to his supposed to be mom, because the mom is always like, oh, I got the money in Switzerland, but it hasn't come through because of COVID. So like, let me wait. And then eventually this dude just keeps, you know, giving money. So I watched it today because like literally you told me about it yesterday and I was like, okay, let me watch it. I actually, just so that you know the commitment I got, I haven't had Netflix in like 5 months. And I...
So you just got a free trial for this?
No, no, free trial. I had to pay.
Damn, now I feel bad, dude.
No, but it's good. I also wanted to watch the new Black Mirror, so I'll use this month for that. But, dude, I tried to find the thing in the black markets, and I just couldn't. So
I think it's brand new. It just came out.
Yeah, must be that. So anyways, I watched it now. The reason
it's an interesting story, though.
No, it is. I mean, and the story is also about scams in general, because the lady that scams the guy, which, by the way, ends up being his real mom, which is, like, super crazy. Because the whole time you're thinking, oh, this is not his mom. This is just some crazy lady who's scamming him.
Right. And I keep seeing, like, their pictures because they would keep popping up. And I'm like, they don't look alike.
Yeah, that was the other thing. I was like, dude, that's obviously not your mom. She's like a Chinese lady. And you're like a black dude. Like, that's not your mom. I don't know if you understand biology.
And he didn't have any Asian features, so...
And they never said how the dad looked.
Right, right.
I mean, I guess the dad was black, because that's the only thing, the only way that makes sense. He's like, no, me dad is from India. Or I don't know, from Venezuela. Like, the dude...
They did say that there was some Muslim... Like, that was at the beginning, some Muslim in him. So maybe
from his mom or his dad.
Oh, from his mom. I don't remember.
Yeah, from his supposed mom that never was. But then she came out and she wasn't Muslim. She was like from Vietnam or some shit.
Right.
Singapore.
But yeah, I don't know.
Like, look, I related a lot to the character Juan, his Spanish friend.
Of course you did.
Because Juan thinks like me. Like, I love when Juan was like, you know, this lady keeps asking the son for money, right? The son is like, yeah, but when is this money you're supposed to give me, like millions of dollars? So he's like, I guess I'll give you $5,000, $10,000 because you're eventually going to give it all back. And when the son goes to the bathroom, the lady tells Juan, who's the guy's friend, like, hey, don't tell him anything, but could you give me some money? But don't worry, once I get all the money from Switzerland, I'm going to give you millions. And Juan is like, look, I can't give you anything because I'm fucking broke. I got no money. Like, that's what I would say too. I'm like, look.
I'm also a chef. I don't make shit.
Yeah, I don't make money. I live in Switzerland, which is expensive as fuck. And he's like, right away, he's like, oh yeah, red flag. This lady's a scam. And that's what I thought too. I'm like, as soon as... Bro, and this is the other thing.
Like, for a second, you didn't think she might be... real? Like, no. A real Burundi?
No. I mean, obviously, if I'm looking at the title of the thing, I'm already expecting it to be a con.
Right.
But even the first few things, like, okay, she's in a hotel and it seems that she pays the first times around, but it's like in very expensive hotels that don't even make sense. Like, you could be in a really nice hotel that costs 10 times less. Like, these are five-star hotels.
I guess she wanted to show him that she had the money to pay for all those things. But if you, like, towards the end, they explain that the money was coming from another scam and then so on and so on.
Right. And this is the thing. As soon as this person starts saying, look, I have all this huge amount of money, but because I don't have it yet, can you pay my hotel bill, which is £10,000? Let's say you do it once because you're, you know, confused by the situation, you're bedazzled, you've been brainwashed, whatever. You would think, okay, moving forward, if you don't have your money on check, right, because it's delayed, then maybe moving forward, we're not going to stay in the most expensive hotel in the city. just in case I gotta pay again. Because hey, guess what, mom? I'm fucking broke, mom. So maybe we're not gonna stay in places that have $500 champagnes.
Maybe next time, Motel 6.
Right, right. Like, I think
just,
next
just
time.
Just for the weekend.
Yeah, I think we'll next time we're going to go to Motel 6 and to Sonic. Okay, you fucking bitch.
I think for
and
him,
Natty Eyes.
Just to try to think what he was going through. I mean, just imagine you never had a mom. A mom. 45 years. And all of a sudden, this person tells you she's your mom. And you're so happy that you want to also accommodate the situation, right? His mom was there for, you know.
Yeah, he was vulnerable specifically in that area where she caught him, right? Because, I mean, I'm here. I want to talk shit about the guy because I find him to be stupid. But then also, I wasn't born without my mom. And I don't know how it feels to be 45 and you never met your mom. So you kind of have this thing where, like, any lady that tells you that she's your mom, you're like, okay, I believe you. Because he had, I felt the blood in him. Yeah, it's me mom.
He had mommy issues.
Yeah, he had mommy issues had for mommy real. Issue.
And
daddy issues too, right? Because daddy would drink and hit him. Yeah, he was fucked. I mean, I get that. I mean, maybe that's why he was looking for it. But then also
you can understand why he's a chef.
I think parents are overrated.
Whoa. Please tell me more. I want to hear this.
No, I just think like this whole thing, you know, again, I'm talking out of my ass, but you know, like every time you hear a story of somebody that was adopted or that, they're like, oh, I want to meet my real parents. Like, bro, they threw you in the garbage for a reason. Like, you don't want to meet them people. You feel me? So why he going out there trying to meet me mom? And then this lady comes. I found her to be annoying all the time. The way she spoke, the lady. Mom? Yeah, the mom. Dion. She's annoying. Like, just like, hey, why you come here? Why you come here? And you come in right now. I fucking hated her. And then the fact that she was always like, oh, can you cover this bill? Can you cover that bill? And then she just continues to go to like
after
the most expensive.
After two times, you have to fucking.
No, no.
After
the first time, I'm like, hey, we're going to go to Holiday Inn and we're gonna buy some bread from Publix, right? And we're gonna make some sandwiches at home because guess what? You're broke, bitch.
Also, what kind of a fucking person or a mom, what kind of fucking mom do you have to be to scam your own son?
Yeah, at the end
Dude,
when
how
you find
fucked
out
up do you have to be?
That twist was actually pretty good.
Right, that's what fucked me up. Like that's what just because, like you said, the documentary or the I don't know how it's called, but you know, it's just telling you about a scam. But I think that little twist.
No, it's crazy because it's like you're like, oh, what a bitch! You're not his mom. You're just a con artist. And she's like, no, I'm his mom and a con artist. Like, damn.
Well, it's funny because he reads the DNA letter that they send him, like. I'm unequivocally 99.9%
her son
of, yeah. And that's fucked.
Bro, and you know what's fucked is also that he lost his wife and his son pretty much.
Right.
Because his wife and son went to New Zealand, which if people don't know, is fucking far away. And bro, I felt so bad for the girl. I'm like, yo, fuck me, mom. Sorry, mom. I just met you 5 minutes ago. But she caught up. Now, it is true. I'm talking the mad shit here. But I would have noticed it at some point. But it is true that she got up with the whole, I'm dying in 6 months. And she did show at some points how rich she was supposed to be. So
what made it somewhat believable was, oh, she had this banker, this lawyer that she would meet up and go to the bank. Like, I was curious
about that because they never clarified that on the doc. I'm like, who the fuck were these people?
Right, and how do you get to like this where only millionaires or billionaires go? Like this space or this room where... And she's just lying to everyone and got there. Yeah, that's why I don't fuck with scams, dude.
No, that's why I don't fuck with anything that's like, hey, no, you're going to make a lot of money. I'm like, no, I don't want a lot of money. You know
what's fucked up? That when we do things online now... now they're asking you for, you know, if they can leak your information or sell your information. And dude, I kid you not, every day I get a text of like, hey, it's funny because there's an email. Let's say juanperez012@hotmail.com. And they send me a message being like, we from the USPS, United States Postal Service, have a package under your name that's going to be gone if you don't, call us. And so that's how the scam starts, right? And I get those text messages every day. And I'm like, I think I won't fall into it. But at the same time, one day somebody's, you know, is going to do a story like this.
Yeah, yeah.
That you someday have to
somebody's
believe.
Grandma is going to be fucked.
But I also get emails like on my spam. Sometimes I go through it to see if I miss something. It's a lot of like emails from Norton antivirus for the computer, or from Geek Squad. You know, the people who repair your computers from Best Buy.
I'm afraid sometimes at the ones that you get that are very close to something that might be close to you. Like, for example, right. If you have high blood pressure and you start getting emails like, do you want to lower your blood pressure? We have the perfect medicine. Or you get emails like, do you want to make your little pinino bigger? And you're like, how do you know? It just makes me feel like, how do they know? No, but I mean, I told you about this in a different episode. Recently, I got an email, one of those scams. But the scam looked very real because the email was being sent from it appeared to have been sent from my own email, right? So it said something like, hey, by the way, I've hacked into your account. Well, it didn't say by the way, but it's like, hey, I've hacked into your account. I know all the things that you watch, the things that you look at. And as you can see, I'm sending you this email from your own email account, so you know for sure I've been able to access you. All I want is money. This is where you can send it. Bim, boom, bam. And then I'm like, well, I know this is fake, but I was intrigued. I'm like, how do they know I watch the donkey videos? No, but I was like, how were they able? Because normally they put a name that makes it look like, oh, it's your bank or it's UPS or whatever. But when you click on it, it shows you the actual email and it's some fucking random email that you know is fake. But in this case, I would click on it and it would show my own email. And I was like, this is strange. And then I searched online on Reddit. And then I saw like people with the same exact text, and he was like, oh no, don't worry, they haven't found out that you watch the donkey videos. It's just that they found a way of sending you the email so that it looks like it came from you. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is that scamming is at an all-time high. For a while, scamming was coming down because people on the internet were getting smarter and thieves had to fish a lot more to grab anything. But then when automated bots became available and they were able to send millions of emails a day and attempt to log in into different accounts thousands of times a day, then now it's picked back up. So when this happened to me with my email, I checked, okay, has anyone tried to log in into my email? And you know what I found? Every 15 minutes, somebody tries to log in into my email.
Damn.
Like continuously.
Damn.
From Prague, from Russia. Yeah, you can look at this too. I have Hotmail, but whatever email you got, you can go into like privacy security and you can look at login activity. And I couldn't believe that there was a log, an infinite log that showed every 15 to 20 minutes, somebody somewhere around the world is trying to log in into my email account.
Yeah, that's nuts. That's crazy.
That's insane.
I actually think we talked about this not long ago. I have somebody I know that got scammed over $20,000 and everything was compromised, like his job security, his bank security, his home security, was everything, because it was hacked by someone who kind of scammed him out all the money. Actually, I don't think it's called scam. It's just like it hacked into everything and it took everything away.
This was recently?
Yeah. Maybe in December.
Really?
Yeah. Quite not long ago.
Fuck.
And it's been such a long process to kind of recuperate all. But from my understanding, it's like money-wise, when they got into that bank account and they they were able to make the transfer. Once the transfer is done, it's done. So even though the bank is tracing it and making sure it was a scam or a hack, then they'll decide if they'll reimburse the money. But most likely, the money's not going to get reimbursed. And so that person lost whatever he had in the bank, plus his business accounts, even like QuickBooks. I don't know. I don't use QuickBooks.
Taxes.
Right. Everything died. You know, it got scammed. And I think like Netflix account, and it was a big, big one.
And did he even lose his job?
No, well, he's the owner of the company, so slowly they're trying to recuperate everything that they've had. But it's just such a hard situation. And I've seen, I'll wait until you come back, but I've seen on YouTube that there's a lot of scammers scammers. There's a lot on YouTube. There's a lot of scammers that kind of live video or on Twitch. I remember seeing during the pandemic that there was this guy who would, you know, do voices. So when the scammers would call, he would do voices like fake an old lady. So he would basically just waste the scammer's time. And sometimes he would last for weeks. He would have a timer for that person. And it's like 10 hours. Or 15 hours, you know, in different days. There's people in YouTube, if you look, that are actually trying to do something against it. But it's so hard. And a lot of this scamming activity happens in India, which, you know, it's a country that's not regulated and they don't have really a lot of laws to
combat. I don't know what you're talking about. I hear their water is super clean. yeah, I mean, it's a shame. Damn. And in the case of this person that's close to you, was there, did you find out what it was or never knew how it happened?
What he mentioned to me was that he had a VPN on his, you know, internet at home, I guess, or his business. And for a reason, he turned it off and then kind of forgot to turn it back on. And then in an hour, they were already in to his,
damn,
to his account.
But how, like...
Because he's saying, or he told me that he would see that, you know, just like you did, get information like, oh, they're trying to access your account. So he would, you know, delete it if it wasn't his, because he's not trying to access, like he's already into his account. So somebody tried to access your account, he would get that email, okay, to authentication. But it seemed like they had already been kind of like chirping into it, and then I guess the VPN kind of gave it up.
But he must have at one point given details by mistake.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Perhaps he did. He don't remember.
Damn, that's crazy, man.
Okay. Yeah. So well, I feel for this dude as well, the one from the documentary.
And I've seen a couple ones. Like there was one. There's one like this, but it's like the Tinder swindler. I think we reviewed it at one point.
Yeah.
Which is a dude that's always like looking for these women that are desperate, and then he ends up asking for money, and then it's also some bullshit like that. Like he says he's rich, but the money's being transferred. The other thing is when they're in Switzerland and like this whole thing is taking so long, I'm like, yo,
2 months. Like,
yeah, bro.
They were supposed to go for 4 days.
What is this, bro? Fucking...
After a week, I would have been like, what the fuck? After the 4 days, I would have been like, what the fuck?
What is this, North Korea? Bro, this is Switzerland.
Switzerland. Everything works here.
Yeah, like, especially money shit. So, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I think he was blinded, you know, by the situation of getting contact with his mom.
Of having me mom. And now he left his fucking recently born child.
What was it, like 2 weeks? A week? I don't remember. It was like two days.
2 months?
No, that he left the son was born. And then he's like, I'll come back for Christmas. And he came the night before and he thought everything was going to be fine. 2 months, my guy.
Yeah.
Shit.
Did you feel for Juan? Because you remember like later at this time, the wife of the main dude calls Juan, his friend, and tells him like, hey, yo, I'm noticing this guy is being brainwashed. Do you feel the same way? And then Juan is like, yeah, I feel the same way. But previously, Juan didn't want to say shit because he was like, dude, if I tell him that what I think about his mom, he's going to hate me and we're going to end our relationship. I felt very related in that situation because I was like, I've been in situations where there's something I want to say to help this person, but I feel like if I give him my opinion of this other person, for example,
it's just going to shatter our relationship.
Yeah, and it happens sometimes with like a friend's girlfriend type shit. Right. Yeah. Or even the mom too. Although the mom is kind of like, you don't have to see the mom. But yeah, like I felt like, oh shit, I've been there.
I'm telling you right now, if this situation ever happens to me and it's about my mom, my dad, tell me straight up. I don't give a shit.
All right, bro.
It's going to hurt probably, but.
Now that you say it, then let me, I'm going to come clean. I think your current wife is scamming you.
Damn.
Yeah.
How so?
I just
But you gotta give me proof. You can't just say shit. You gotta give me proof. So I am like,
do you want me to tell you the truth or not?
All right, how do you know?
She's stealing your money.
And my chef money, okay?
Yeah, and she's getting like your whole family in debt.
Damn, dude.
She already took custody of the kid to herself. But I didn't want to tell you this because I felt like you would say like, hey, bro, why are you messing with my wife like that? But bro, she's trying to like, she even took a life insurance on you. So be careful, bro.
So she might go for you.
Yeah. She might, you know, do the whole, you know how Putin gets rid of his people with a little cyanuro, you know, with a little poison, the rat poison. No, but yeah, I've been in situations like that where like I had friends, I had girlfriends that I'm like, yeah, I can't tell you, but yeah, she's a fucking dumb bitch.
It's hard. I feel for Juan. Maybe he also wanted to live the 5-star hotel life for a little bit. Maybe he wanted to ride that wave for a while.
I also felt from Juan, as much as I related to him. Juan also was like, hey, if this bitch is really about to give me some money, I'm down.
Right, I'm down.
Yeah. He also was like, oh, yeah, all good. Yeah, because Juan was like, because you know what Juan said? Juan is like, I live in Switzerland. This place is crazy. Rich people live here. He's like, this looks very not possible. But if she's real, then maybe it is real. And Juan was there when they went to that crazy bank.
Right.
So he was like, bro, this is where like the people that do masonry meet. You know, like the Rotary Club and shit.
He had his alibi. So his wife or somebody who would ask, it's like, yeah, we went to this place and this was real. Like he had somebody who can back up that story. So in some sense, it makes you think like, damn, she's about to drop 4 or 5 mil on myself if I'm Juan. Right. She's just about to drop it just cause.
Yeah.
I'm her boy's, you know, homie from high school.
I even think if she would have told Juan, look, Juan, if you fuck me, I'll throw in 3 more. Make it a clean 10 million for the kids. And Juan would have been like, hey, let me tell you something. I don't usually do this, but. No, he had more like a Spanish accent from Spain. But yeah, but it's different. It's different.
It was. Yeah. And then for some reason, she was just going to drop 10 or 12 mil just because she called him grandson.
Yeah, because they had fucking vodka one night. She's like, I love you. You're going to get 7. And also, bro, this is another thing. People that really are rich, because
they're not throwing away that money. It's
yeah,
just like that.
They're not just giving you money.
Do you think Elon just goes like, you good? You need 3 mil?
I bet that guy is skimpy as hell.
Like he gets the same t-shirts I get from Amazon for $12.
Yeah, like I don't see Elon as a spender.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, now he needs to get, you know, nice suits for Mr. Orange Man. Every time he goes visit Orange Man, he needs to be well dressed.
Does he go well dressed?
I see him in a suit sometimes.
I find it so funny that you just see Elon kids just running around the Oval Office.
What the fuck?
What is this, bro?
Dude, that was crazy.
These are my kids. Yeah, I'm from South Africa.
Wasn't there a video where Elon's kid is telling Orange Man to shut up or something like that?
Yeah, bro, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Shut up. You're annoying as fuck, dude.
Elon. So yeah, the scams, bro. The scams are crazy.
Be on the lookout.
Yeah, you gotta be on the lookout.
Even when you get an email from your bank, check on that shit. You know, maybe change your password.
This is 123.
It's not enough.
Yeah, it's not enough. Kitty 123 is definitely not enough. That's like the number one password in India.
I remember my mom's password when passwords were a thing. We're like,
Kitty Blaster 125. What?
A 1 2 3 4. A 1 2 3 4 5 6.
Jesus. Jesus Christ. Thank God you don't have a trust fund with millions of dollars.
The credit card is like 1 2 3. Mom.
This is like a rule of thumb. Do you know where that expression comes from, rule of thumb?
No.
You've heard of it before, right?
I have heard of it.
Yeah, so apparently it comes from a time where men were allowed to rightfully beat on their wives, but you could only do it. You could only do it with a stick that was of a thickness less than your thumb.
Oh shit!
So it's a rule of thumb.
And
so
it could be
anyways,
a fucking thick one.
Well, as your thumb is. So rule of thumb for me is
who would measure this? The wife? Like, let me see that stick.
The kid that's watching it all happen. You be the judge, Timmy. You be the judge.
No, daddy.
Don't do it. Measure the stick, I say. The food is cold. Look, so my rule of thumb, right? No, the thing is, bro, the other day, I wanted to eat arepas, right? You know, for people, you know, it's a Venezuelan pastry, right? It's like a bread that you fill it up with things. And I wanted to eat it with chicken and yellow cheese, right? Like shredded chicken and yellow cheese. And I have been telling my girlfriend, I want to eat this so much, right? And we were going to eat it that day. She's going to make the arepas. And then we make the chicken and everything. And we're going to make the arepas. She's like, oh, we don't have the dough mix for the arepas. And I'm like, God damn it. I wanted to have the arepas. We made the chicken, but there's no arepas. You didn't check, right? Of course, I'm blaming her. So the next day, I go to the supermarket. I get the mix. Finally, I have the mix. I tell her, okay, now we can make the arepas tonight, and we can use the chicken, right? Perfect. We have the yellow cheese, the butter. She makes it all because I had done other things that day. It's not because, you know, she's required to do that. I had cleaned the house. I had done a bunch of other shit, and she was just going to cook. So she cooks that. She sets it up. The arepas are warm, everything. And then she brings the chicken, which was from yesterday, and she didn't heat it up correctly. She put it in the microwave for like 30 seconds, but the whole middle was cold. And I had already filled the arepas with it, and when I'm eating it, it's cold chicken, right? And it's like, I don't want to put the arepa in the microwave because it's going to make everything soggy. I want it crispy. And in that time, at that moment, I was like, God damn it, I wish I had the rule of thumb. You know? Just for this moment, like, I was that mad. I had to contain myself to not use the rule of thumb.
Rule of thumb.
Anyways, so you can maybe use it in your household. As a rule of thumb, when I get a spam email, right? Important. And he says, oh, click here, quick, for anything. It's your bank. We're going to give you $10,000 because you're cute. Okay, anything that even seems remotely serious, what I do is I go and log in on that page individually, like separately, right? So it's like, oh, I got an email from my bank saying I got to check this and that. All right, I'll go and log in on my bank app. And I don't know that if there's anything they need to tell me, when I log in, it's going to tell me, oh, Amazon sent you some shit, but it's not clear. Okay, let me log in into my Amazon account through the website. And they'll tell me right away, oh, there's a notification. By the way, you have a delivery. We haven't been able to send you.
Yeah, but sometimes they lock your accounts because they log in so fast that they change the password. That's why it's so important to have the two-way aunt of verification.
the two-way aunt. You gotta have a two-way aunt. No. You're right. And by the way, yeah, everybody should have two-way authentication or two-way aunt, which is that they need to send a text message to your phone too. But what I'm saying is they cannot get into your account I mean, aside from a very small amount of individuals that can like actual hack into your system without you doing shit, most scams happen because somebody clicked on a link and put their password and somebody else was able to get it. So it happens because somebody mistakenly clicks on a link. So pretty much whenever you get an email, even if it looks serious, don't click on it. I mean, who are we telling this to? Like, you think we got 50-year-olds that listen to us?
No, but you never know.
Or maybe, you think this happens to everybody?
I think it happens, and I don't think it matters if you're 27 or 37.
No, that's true. This has happened to young people too.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they get information from you. So for this guy in the documentary, like this lady was given the right information, right? At the beginning, we don't know she's a real mom, but she's given information that only a real mom would know. So I think that's why he starts falling for it. Even, right. You know, he's what, 45? I think he said he was not that old. And he fell for this.
Yeah, I mean, the one part where I think it's a red flag is, but this is ironic, right? I said, why don't you get a DNA test from the beginning?
At the beginning, yeah.
But you know what's fucked? That even if it would have said, yes, it's your mom, and the scam continues.
Continues. And it could have even continued longer, right? I don't know.
It's... Right? Exactly, yeah. I mean, she could have fucked up more.
She's her mom.
Yeah, right. Like, oh, for sure, she's my mom. I need to be with her before she dies.
Right, right. And then, like, 5 years later, mom's still alive.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
And mommy's like, no, I'm your mom, but I'm also a scammer, and I don't like you. Fuck you. She's like, what are you doing, mom?
Dude, it's crazy
how stupid.
How she also scammed, like, the friends into, you know, going into businesses.
And, like, some Chinese guy that gave her, like, $150,000.
Dude, that's... Now, I was watching this, and I'm thinking, can I do that? Can I be a scammer? Is it that easy? Like, how good of a manipulator?
No. It's an art.
It's an art. Like, yeah. I don't know if you're fucking around or you're being serious.
No, I'm being 100% serious. Okay. Like, it's an art. It takes a special set of skills, and it takes a special type of psychopath that have no compassion for the others. So, because most people couldn't even do it because they'll feel like, shit, I feel bad about this. But it's a psychopath that has no sympathy for anybody. For example, right. There's this documentary about this dude in Madrid who knew a lot of famous people that work in different television studios. And for some reason, this dude knew like certain cameramen and light guys from the set. So he would like talk to somebody like, hey, what's up? How you doing? Yeah, I'm the camera guy from the set when you used to work there. How you been? And the person, even if they don't remember the guy, they're like, oh shit, he's saying the right things. Like, yeah, that was a light guy and he worked in this set. So he would just know like the right things. But I mean, at the end, it was just to ask for like 20 euros type shit. But he continues to do this for many years. Still does.
I don't know. Have you ever heard of El Pequeño Nicolás?
Yeah, I've heard of. I saw a documentary too of that dude.
Is he something like that?
Yeah, but the Pequeño Nicolás or the Little Nicolaitans, he did it to another level. Like what the guy I'm talking about is just getting $5-$10.
Right, but this one it was
The Little Nicolás. I think he was like at the top where he was like speaking to Real Madrid executives and shit. Yeah.
It's no joke.
Yo, it's no joke, and you literally have to be, so great at it. I don't think I'm immune to it, but I think I have a personality where I'm so skeptical of everything that it's hard for me to fall on it. Now, don't get me wrong, there's disadvantages to that too. Because I'm so skeptical, I also get offers for things that are probably going to be my benefit, but just because I'm so skeptical and so suspicious, I will deny opportunities that might be great for me, for example.
Do you think, because it was COVID times, do you think that made it easier for people to fall into the scams in some sort of way?
Why would that, just because they're at home, bored, or?
I remember in this documentary that we just saw that they kept
mentioning that it was 2020 during COVID, and a lot of scams happened around that time. So I don't know if that had some sort of influence into more scams going on.
I think what it might have done is that because it was COVID times, it gave the scammer a kind of legitimate reason to say, oh no, I'm taking a little bit longer because things are delayed because of COVID. You feel me? Like, because there were some people that she was supposedly investing money into their projects. The Chinese guy and then like the Norwegian guy. I said, yes, she's so great. And she's like, I want to invest in your company. I'm like, okay, yes, invest. And then, so I think it just allowed the con artist, the lady, to be like, oh, yeah, I haven't been able to get the financing yet because things are delayed with the COVID type shit. I think that's what I think could have helped. But I don't know. I mean, there is a psychological element to it, which I don't know the details of it, but you remember back in those days when things were scary, when like we didn't know if the world was ending type shit? I think people got very sensitive, and maybe this dude specifically got like very sentimental thinking about his mortality. What if like the whole world is gonna end and I haven't met my mom?
Right.
Like imagine if you never met me mom, right? I mean your mom, but you know, I call her my mom. And like, you know, you start feeling a little...
It just adds another layer of sentiment to it.
I was mad, like, sentimental in that time. I was mainly just scared that I was going to die because I'm fat.
Isn't this, or thanks to COVID, isn't that how the podcast started?
I mean, that's when it started. But I like to think that... I don't like to say it as a starting point because it almost seems like that's when a lot of podcasts started. I've been wanting to do a podcast for a minute before that, like for a while. But then it just happened that things lined up perfectly in COVID time. So, yeah.
We were spending more time at home, too.
Yeah, we were spending more time at home. And I guess I just think it just put your life in perspective back then. Now we don't care. We're back to normal, baby. It's the 90s again. So...
Now, other scams that go on are the ones that they call you and they ask you to go get gift cards. Have you heard of those? Like they call you.
Yeah, I mean, they call you.
They call you and they have you on the phone. You're like, okay, to resolve this problem, we need you to go to 7-Eleven and get a bunch of gift cards from Google Play.
Yeah, that's,
so
that's
you see all people.
That's the most retarded shit ever. But I get it.
People fall for it.
All right, now scratch them and give me the code. Okay.
Well, that is how it goes. So, when this guy who does it on YouTube, he shows the process. Like it's live, so you see the whole process. And they ask you, like, they starts with calling you because you got an email from. I don't know, the antivirus. So you call and you're like, okay, I don't want this to go through. And then they go into your computer and then they can work on your computer. And, you know, that's how I started getting information. And you log in and you go get the gift cards. You come back. They see when they put the code because you're supposed to put in the code and not hit enter because that would put the money into your account. So they see the code. They're typing it on their own computer. And then as you're going to click on enter, they already have it in. So the gift card won't go through. So then you would have to get more gift cards. And it's just a whole process and they can scam you out of money that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess because we're millennials, we just think a little bit more through about it. But yeah, no, there's people that are stupid anyway. So yeah, just be careful out there. It's getting, you know, inflation, the crisis, it's getting a little scary. So just, you know, just be careful. Another trick that you can use is don't link your bank account to many things. Like keep that. You don't even have a card that's linked to your bank account with you. Like just use a credit card that has certain limit that you use for payments daily and then you pay it at the end of the month so that you never have like a card that's linked to your actual money. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It does make sense.
You build up credit.
Right. You have an Android, right? Do you have like the password generator?
No, I don't use that. No.
But does it offer you, like, for me on my iPhone, when I do something like that, it offers me like a very complicated password. And most of the times I hit deny, but I've been thinking about changing, you know, maybe some.
Well, this
accounts.
Is the thing. This is the thing that I think about. I'm like, okay, but if I give you, okay, let's say I do that, then that means I depend on the Google app of the password to do it. What if they hack that? Then they got access to everything.
Well, it's supposed to be encrypted.
Right.
Whatever that means.
That's true. I mean, what I do is I have a very, very elaborate password. And another thing you can do is have like a, I know this is annoying, but have like a different variation of the password for the different things you use. So like, don't use the same password. I know it's easier just using the same one for everything, like a very complicated one that you use for everything. But what you could do is use variations. So So you use the password and then you put dot TV, because that's the password for the TV. And then another, the password dot email, because that's the one you use for email. And this way you add an additional security.
But now you know 75% of the password, which is Kiko and then .tv, .computer.
Exactly. Right, but you make it a little harder. You know, the attempt is to just go another day without being hacked. Now, talking about hacks, have you ever seen the movie Hackers with Angelina Jolie when she was Matt Young?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Okay. If you haven't, this is kind of like a hidden gem. It's kind of like a cult movie these days. It's not an amazing movie, but because of the aesthetics of it and the time it was made, this is like a movie that came out like in 91. You know, if you can search and just show some of it to the people. In this movie, it makes it look cool to be a hacker, right? Because the movie's about these hackers that are able to get in computers. And then there's this other hacker, but it's an evil hacker who tries to get into the banks. And then these kids are trying to protect the world by, you know. So it's kind of like, you know, it's not
95.
That.
95.
95. Angelina Jolie, by the way, incredible in that movie. I don't think she's been better since then. Let's put it that way. There's a guy in the movie that says that he's from Venezuela, the character. He's like this crazy dude. He's like a hacker. What's up? So watch it. It's pretty cool. And it has an amazing soundtrack, which is a song called Halcyon On and On. So yeah.
I didn't know.
Anyways.
Did you ever see Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yeah.
Angelina Jolie's.
Yeah, she looks good there too. Never mind. But then
Mr.
she went
and Mrs.
down.
Mrs. Jones?
No, I think by that time I wasn't.
She was. That's when she started with Brad Pitt.
Brad, yeah, I just, I don't know. I just,
I don't know. Where does she get, like, right now, from the top of my head, I can't think of, like, the biggest movie Angelina Jolie ever made.
Tomb Raider was the first one.
Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, yeah.
Yeah, and then she did. Fuck, I can't remember what else she did.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
She's been in many, like, you know.
But I don't think they're, like, top-of-the-line movies. Where does she get the A status from? Am I throwing shade to Angie? I don't know.
You know, like, there's another one, Cameron Diaz, that I feel that in The Mask, she was insane. And then you see her later, and then you're like, what happened to her? It's weird.
I was thinking, like, or I was saying, where does Angelina Jolie get the A status from? Like, what makes her super famous, like, A-list everywhere?
I just think she's a very beautiful actress. And she's always been on movies. Maybe she's not, like, an amazing actress. She's not, like, you know, Oscar-worthy type shit.
Didn't she make a movie called Salt or something like that?
She was a director type shit?
No, like she acted on it. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think she had anything memorable, but she's an all right actress and she's pretty.
Salt. 2010. The Tourist, Maleficent 2. I don't know.
Is it because maybe she's married to, or was married to, Brad Pitt, who's like top of the line? And then that link. But she was famous before that. She was very famous.
Yeah, but she was just the one they used for the hot girl for a minute. That's pretty much what it was. She was like the Margot Robbie, the Sydney Sweeney of the time.
Mm.
Sydney Sweeney, by the way, she's wilding. She's wilding, bro.
That Instagram. I don't follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, me neither, but that Instagram is wilding. Okay, well, any last words?
Yeah, I wanted to start doing this. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can plug a future episode, because we're coming out this week. Maybe we can plug a future episode on our Spanish podcast. We talked to a pilot. Mm,
true.
And it was very cool, very interesting, very technical. Maybe we have some people from the English channel kind of migrate there and check it out. I think it's coming out next week.
No, I think it's, if they're listening to this podcast now, then that one should be out already, actually. So on the link in the description below, you'll have access to the Spanish podcast. And even if you're starting to learn podcasts, we actually had a professional person come to the podcast and explain to us a little bit about how
I don't want to take credit, because we have done a good job. We haven't had many guests, but the ones that we've had, they've been clutch. We have a pilot. We have somebody who works in the morgue.
Yeah.
If you guys want to check it out.
Not as professional, but yeah. and maybe the pilot friend can come into the English podcast. I think he speaks English, right?
Yeah. He has to. He's a pilot.
He has to.
Yeah, I think they're required to speak English.
Yeah, because all the rules are made in English because of...
But anyways, very interesting episode if you guys want to check it out. If you're learning Spanish.
Yeah, perfect.
Great, great fucking episode.
And also, hook it up. Help a homie out. Leave a comment. Subscribe. Share with your peoples. Give likes. The reviews on Spotify and iTunes really help us. Now we got like almost 30 reviews. If we get more, they start recommending it to more people, we can grow. And then we can actually, do this shit twice a week and bring you more episodes, more knowledge. It's not just laughs, it's knowledge. Chef Morris, directly from San Francisco, next time from Miami. Love you guys. Keep it real, keep it gangsta, keep it Gucci.